Have you ever been on a scenic aeroplane ride? Have you ever driven past the airport and seen a big sign up offering scenic rides on aeroplanes? No. Well, today our story is about somebody that went on a scenic aeroplane ride. But I think by the time the story's finished, you'll probably realise that it's not really true. And probably just as well. Anyway, there was this fellow that he was thinking of what he could give to his wife for a birthday present. And on his way home one day, he went past the airport and there was this big sign up offering trips on scenic flights on a biplane. Do you know what a biplane is? It's got two sets of wings and they don't have a roof. So it's an open cockpit. You know what a cockpit is? That's where the pilot sits. Yeah. So he thought, I think this is a good idea. So he went in and he said to the fellow, he said, how much were these flights? And the fellow gave him a price and he thought, that's a bit much. So he started arguing with him. He's saying, or haggling, not arguing, but, you know, saying, this is a bit dear, you know. Can't we just reduce the price a bit, you know? So in the finish, the pilot said to him, listen, I'll make a deal with you. You know what a deal is? Yes. Well, I'll make a deal with you. As long as you don't say a word and no one speaks, I will give you the plane ride for free. Wow. He thought, this is great. So he went home and he said to his wife, he said, I've just organised a plane trip for us, but there's a bit of a deal. We're not allowed to say a word. So, on the appointed day, they went to the airport. And they walked out to the aeroplane. The pilot said to him, now, do you remember the deal? What was the deal? They're not allowed to talk. Yes. So they climbed up in the aeroplane, and off they took. And the pilot's thinking to himself, I'm going to get me money here. I know I'm going to get the money. And so as they flew into the sky, he thought, I'll do a couple of somersaults. Surely they'll have to say something now. And so as they went up and over, not a word. He thought, I'll do a couple of barrel rolls. You know what a barrel roll is? That's when the plane rolls like this. And again, not a word. He thought, wow. So then he thought, I'm going to have to take this to a new level. So he barrel rolled, he flipped, he did whatever he could. And not a sound. And so he thought, I've lost. So as he went back to the airport and he landed, and as they were coasting in, the pilot said to his passenger, he said, you know, he said, I did everything possible, but I'm going to have to admit that you've got the flight for free. And the fella said, well, you know, I really felt like saying something when my wife fell out. So you say, well, that's a funny story, don't you? But in every story, there's a message, isn't there? There's something we take from it. So what do you think could be the message that we take from it? Other than putting your seatbelt on. So what do you reckon the message could be from that story? Hey? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what the moral of that story is. Sometimes we are so, how would you say, we strive to do things so much on our own that we forget what the consequences are. All right? So just remember that. Sometimes when you're thinking, I want to do this no matter what. So Sometimes there are consequences that we don't really think about.